from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shemot, Wearing of Shoes in Holy Places. Looking at the Parsha, we see that Hashem says to Moshe at the burning bush, Shal na lecha me'al reglecha. Take your shoes off, Moses, because Makom Asher Atah Omed Alav Admat Kodesh, the place where you're standing is a holy place. The question is, what about a holy place like a shul? Well, we know when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yikanes, Harbais, Mamaklo, Raminala, Mishnah in the last chapter of Brachos says you cannot enter the Holy Temple Mount even with your shoes. However, Rava says, he says, just like in your house, people don't mind if you wear shoes. You shouldn't be spitting in a house. You shouldn't spit in a shul. But people don't mind if you wear shoes in a house, so you can wear shoes in a shul. Rambam codifies this as law. However, there is ample evidence in the land of Israel for many generations, people did remove their shoes before prayer. The Yerushalmi in Bava Metzia, reflecting the land of Israel, says that Rabbi Yehuda Berebi, one time he went up to the Beit HaKnesses in Knishta, Shavak Sandloi, he left his shoes. Why? Because he took off his shoes to go to shul. Azlina, and then they went away. So he says, Amar Ilu Lo Azaz Knishta Lo Azun Sandloi. If I didn't go to shul, my shoes wouldn't go away either. I would have had my shoes if I didn't go to shul. So we see that that in the land of Israel, people took off their shoes. There's a Geniza passage they found. Also, it says, before you go into shul, you take off your shoes. The Rashbash had a problem. Rashbash was Shimon ben Zamach Duran in Algeria. He died in 1467. And there was a problem because there were some Jews who came and they did not take off their shoes. And the question was, should they be forced to take off their shoes like the other shul? So he said, look, in a country of Muslims, you do as the Muslims do. You take off the shoes when you pray. But among the Ishmael, in the land of Ishmael, in the land of the Arabs, it's better to take off your shoes. That's what they do when there's something important going on. You take off your shoes. So it's a matter of honor. In fact, the notion of taking off your shoes in the Beis HaMikdash itself could have two different reasons. One, the Gemara implies that it has to do with not having chatzitza. You want the Kohanim to be standing on the Beis HaMikdash, not to have something separating the body of the Kohen from the floor. Or as a matter of Mora Mikdash, it's a matter of just like you don't go in with your knapsack to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not respect. So too, you take off your shoes as a matter of respect. So there are two different elements to it. But as far as the element of respect depends on where you live. This notion that when we pray, it depends, where you live, applies to hats as well. Is it you have to wear a full hat when you're praying, like they did in Europe when you were standing in front of someone important, you wore a hat. But after about 1960 in America, people didn't wear hats in synagogues. Of course, we have to cover our head, most of the top of our head, as we do, so that to honor God and to stay honest. But as far as we're actually wearing a hat, that may depend on your particular generation and what is considered during that time. The notion that you're standing on a special place, you should take off your shoes, shows a more amikdash, shows that you're in a different kind of place. I think it is important, even today, when we don't take off our shoes when we come to a shul, still to note that we're coming to a different kind of place. It's something a little different. Maybe we turn off our cell phones. Maybe we put on a jacket, or we wash our hands before we walk in. We should realize that the shul is a makom kadosh. It's a mikdash mat. It's a holy small sanctuary, not quite like the Beis Hamikdash, the great holy temple in Jerusalem, but it's a bit of a holy sanctuary. And therefore, it requires something different, a different kind of an approach. That's what we do. Try to realize that we're in a shul, we're going to a different plane, a different level, and therefore, something different is required. Moshe Rabbeinu stood with God. He recognized this is a place where God had come before he even got there. And therefore, this was a holy place. Yeshua as well took off his shoes, recognizing the presence of God. Let's hope that we approach our holy spaces, such as the shul. We also approach with a certain mora mikdash, a certain sense of awe, that indeed our experience in a shul should be different than an experience in a meat market or having lunch with friends. Shul is a holy place. And if we don't take off our shoes, we should take off some of our mundane elements of our lives so that we can fully appreciate what a shul is really all about. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lameth Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.